Page 69. Listening. Exercises 4A to 4C.
Welcome to Eye on Economics. I'm your host, Elliot Carter, and today we're going to talk about the gender pay gap, the difference between how much men and women earn at work. Globally, this number is about 63%. That is, on average, around the world, women earn about 63 cents for every dollar that men earn. The pay gap is, of course, wider in some countries than others, but it exists everywhere. The country that has gotten closest to closing the gap is Laos in Southeast Asia, where women make 91% of what the men do. But overall, the gender pay gap has barely moved in the last 15 years. And at this rate, the World Economic Forum says it's not expected to close for another 200 years. So what's going on here? In some ways, the gender pay gap is explained by things we can measure. Overall, women have a lower level of education and less work experience. There are also fewer women in high-paying fields, like engineering and executive management. In countries where the gender gap has narrowed in recent years, it is mainly because these factors have changed. More women are getting university degrees, more have long experience in the workforce, and more are going into high-paying fields. However, there's lots of evidence that increasing women's education and experience isn't going to close the pay gap. For one thing, work traditionally done by women is generally paid less than work traditionally done by men, even if there is an equivalent amount of education or training involved. For example, in most places, sanitation workers typically make more than childcare workers. Architects make more than teachers. Additionally, once women move into a field in large numbers, the pay tends to go down. This has happened in jobs from ticket sellers to biologists. On top of that, women sometimes get paid less for doing the exact same job that men do at the same company. When these cases are brought to light, employers often suggest that women are earning less because they take time away from work to care for family, but the gender pay gap exists right out of college. It's also often said that women may hesitate to ask for raises, but evidence shows that when they do, they are more likely to be turned down. Considering how little the gap has moved in the last couple of decades, it's pretty clear that there's not likely to be much progress in the future without governments taking a more active role. And governments will only do that if people demand it.